Welcome to another episode of Systematic Geekology. This is a space where we seek to create and cultivate healthy conversations between those things we geek out on and the philosophical and theological questions that often arise out of our fandoms. Like, what does it mean to be human? What makes a hero? What makes a villain? How do the stories and narratives we geek out on shape how we live in the world? We are your priest to the geeks. We aren't all ordained, but we see ourselves as mediators at the intersection of geek culture and going deeper in our faith. We don't always have to agree, but we do respect each other, and we see everyone as a beloved child of God. Everyone geeks out on something, so come geek out with us and enjoy the show.
You're listening to an Anna's Owl Ministries podcast.
It ain't up to us whether we live or die. Fearing death is the fastest way to lose. Just live while you can, even if it kills you. Today, we're talking about One Piece. This is Finding the Good. This is our flagship series of the year, Polarization. We are talking about One Piece, world government versus pirates. Target audience here is generally One Piece fans, I would say. If you're not familiar with One Piece, still good. Still good. Maybe listen to this and then check it out. I, of course, am the host today, TJ Tiberius Juan Blackwell. I'm joined by the one and only, the beautiful Christian Ashley. How are you doing today?
Feeling pretty beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And also Elizabeth Pang, Clyde.
I love that no one knows which name to call me. Hello.
That's all three.
Even though this isn't on YouTube, I just want you guys to appreciate that I put the Luffy hat on my giant Pikachu plushie in the back of my studio.
Yeah. So, and you wish you could see this right now.
He's ready.
It's quite the sight.
Yeah. There was a kid that came into our store today with a Luffy hat on, but like, you didn't look like you knew, but it was definitely like the Luffy straw hat, but I didn't want to, you know, he was like seven. I don't want to talk to him.
Well, I have a Luffy pen that I will wear on my jean jacket. And people thought it was like Madeline's pen. Like, you know, that little
sure, yeah,
British like storybook character. And I'm like,
yeah, French.
No.
French.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, we clearly know Madeline. You don't. So, Pang, what have you been geeking out on lately?
Let's see. Do you know what's crazy is I randomly decided to finish that one time I got reincarnated as slime because I started it forever ago. And I got tired of Baruto. You can just only take so much of that, right? I need another dubbed anime that I kind of don't care about, but it's been on my I need to finish this list. So I started that.
It's good. It's really good.
It's good.
It's way better than I thought it was gonna be.
And that's not a criticism because, you know, you need to have those scenes for things to make sense. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's just nice to put it in the background. You don't have to watch everything. I get it.
Yep. I'm enjoying it. It's very entertaining.
It is. I was super surprised when I watched it. What about you, Christian?
Me? I'm geeking out on the news that we're going to get a Spaceballs 2. Mel Brooks himself came out and announced it. Rick Moranis is coming out of retirement to come and do this. You know, he stopped acting a while back to look after his kids. Now they're old enough that he doesn't have to, you know, do that anymore. It's like, okay, if you're waiting this long to do it, that gives me a little hope as compared to certain Star Wars projects that have come out recently. So I'm very interested to see what they can do now that there's been, about like 40-some years in between Spaceballs 1 and 2.
Yeah, and you've got to think, like, he saw the sequels come out, and now he's like, okay, all right, we've got to do another one.
You're going to have your own personal search for more money. I'm going to join the team.
Right, absolutely. So, me, of course, is still Night Rain. So good. So good. I don't know how long, far in the future this is coming out, but it's probably still going to be Night Rain. It's the closest we've ever gotten to a From Software live service game. So, I have a great time. But if you're on a laptop, please consider rating and reviewing the show on Podchaser or GoodPods. It helps the show gain recognition, and it makes it easier to find in search engines. And we love manipulating the system. And we would like to thank James Barrett for supporting the show financially. That is all we care about. It's all money. So, please check the show notes for a playlist of all the other fine and good episodes we've done and are going to do this year. And let's get started. We are choosing sides here, and I'm going to go first. We're choosing between the world government and the pirates in One Piece. I'm choosing the pirates, of course. And Pang, what about you?
I'm choosing the world government.
Okay. Yeah, Christian.
I'm a centrist for the purposes of this video, this podcast. Fishman Island. So I'll choose both. Yeah.
No,
you have to choose one. I'm related to pirates, but I will extol the values of both.
All right. So the division at hand, of course, naturally, I'm sure if you're unfamiliar, you could assume from the name, the world government and the pirates have always been at odds. That's most of the world government's job, in One Piece at least, is to stop pirates. At least, ideally. Really, the true division we see in the show started during the golden age of piracy with Gold Roger, Gold D. Roger. We're kind of dealing with the repercussions of his reign as Pirate King in the series. So the world government, you know, this is going to be full of spoilers, by the way. Yes. I'm not counting Emu's schemes as world government. That does not seem fair.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah. They're not WorldGov. They're just a different entity controlling WorldGov, parts of it. And we've seen enough parts of the world government who weren't inherently malicious to say that, you know, somewhere the world government has to be doing its job, I assume, you know?
Hey, podcast fam. Want to stay even more connected with the show? We've got you covered. Check us out on Instagram and Blue Sky, where we're posting exclusive content and bonus videos and fun updates that you won't get anywhere else. From sneak previews of upcoming episodes to bonus content, our social accounts are the best way to keep the conversation going. Plus, it's a great spot for you to interact with other listeners and share your thoughts. We love hearing from you. When you follow us, it helps us grow and continue bringing you the content that you love. Whether it's a funny poll, a quick clip from today's episodes, or just random thoughts, you'll feel more plugged into everything we're doing. So go ahead and hit that follow button on Instagram and Blue Sky. It's one more way to be a part of the show and keep the good vibes flowing. Thanks for being a part of the family, and we can't wait to see you there.
What about you, Christian? You radical centrist. What do you think? Expound upon that, if you could.
I mean, in the world of One Piece, we have the general idea. If you want to get things like bare bones, there's the world government who controls over, I think it's like 100 and some nations across, you know, the entire world, of these mostly islands or island continents. And they are very authoritarian by nature. They bring rule of law and stuff like that, but they also suppress people and make sure that other movements that could possibly ever threaten them are taken down or take away information. That's why we have the whole timeline where we're 100 or so years that have been taken away from history and only can be told by the poneglyphs. Then on the other side, we have the pirates, who are opposed to the order and control of the world government. They're more anarchy and chaos kind of personified in the world. And it's not like to say every pirate is an anarchist and not every person in the world government is, you know, a controller by nature, but that's like the bare bones idea. And the idea of the piracy is like, look, freedom means that it's going to come to in a very anarchic way. To multiple people's interpretations of what freedom means. Because some pirates, like, you know, your Blackbeards and your Buggies and the like, they say, this is how I'm going to rule over people, and this is how I'm going to cause chaos and take over this land for my own, versus more people like Luffy, who's like, no, I want, his idea of freedom is I want people to do whatever they want, so long as it doesn't really harm anyone else. And it's very childish, very shonen idea, but it's Luffy, so what else are you expecting from him? So it's a wide spectrum when you actually look at it, but like bare bones, it's order versus chaos, control versus anarchy.
Yeah, and that's kind of the problem with discussing this in One Piece. It's nuance. There's a lot of nuance in One Piece, and we follow a very non-piratey group of pirates in the Straw Hats. You know, they don't rob people, they don't burn places down for, you know, looting purposes. They don't do that kind of pirate activity. Pretty much all they do is stop the world government from oppressing people. Other pirates don't really do that. That being said, I still am on the pirate side, generally speaking, because, yeah, I don't like government overreach. And in One Piece, it is particularly bad. The world government is essentially like the peak British Empire. So I'm not a fan of that. And once again, this is One Piece, so it's not the entire world government. You know, we have some characters in World Gov who are great, awesome characters that we love at, you know, a borderline main cast at some times. You have Garp, Colby, even Helmeppo, like characters that we like. Aokiji, Defector, mm-hmm. Akainu, Donut Maker. So that's why I'm going pirates. Pang, you're choosing world government side.
Yes, because I need order. You know what I mean? Just with any side you have good, the world government is supposed to be order. It's supposed to be a good system. And just like how you have pirates, good pirates in a bad system, you're going to have bad people in a good system. It's just going to be what it is. But if I think about like my core values is order, they're supposed to protect people. So without the world government, then you have the risk of everything being like Dressrosa, where you have a dictator, or Alabasta, where Crocodile was like the ruler or something like that. So you definitely still see the need of the world government, not the need of oppression as some, you know, have done it. But then as you were saying, Garp, Smoker, Colby, they are leaders inside that are trying to be the change inside and, you know, be the examples and work their way up. So that I would be like the Smoker probably in the Garp.
You know, I do think it's interesting because, you know, it's One Piece and the two places you named, Dressrosa and Alabasta, ruled by Doflamingo and Crocodile, are pirates, but we're given the authority to do those things by the world government because of overreach.
They did, but that's the bad section of the world government.
There's a lot in this conversation. Christian, you also chose pirates. You also already kind of explained your stance, but do it again.
Do it again, Christian.
Okay. I mean, ultimately, in this series specifically, more often than not, I'm on the Pang side of things where I need order. I need things to be done correctly. But in the world that I'm given here, that hasn't been achieved. It's an inherently flawed system, and that's just humanity to begin with. We are incredibly flawed beings, and anytime we try to bring structure to that, it's going to be ruined by other people because not everyone's going to be on the same side of things. And when it comes to this series in particular, the world government is corrupt for the most part, causes devastation, slavery, can pretty much kill anyone you want. I mean, pretty much commit island genocide at any time, and you being in the law correct to do so because you're protecting the world government. You're corrupting the nobles and everyone, and ultimately Emu, who people don't really know that much about because he hasn't really chosen to do that for his own reasons we're still learning about. So on the pirate side of things, while even though I myself am not a very anarchic person, given who I'm choose to deal with here, I am ultimately on their side more because we have people like Luffy and Zoro and Nami and Sanji and so on and so forth, who have all their own motivations for why they're doing what they're doing, and they're seeking the freedom in order to seek those things out. And ultimately, they're seeking good things. You get someone like Robin, who is my favorite Straw Hat. Her motivation for doing what she's doing is to find out what happened in the Void Century and to learn why her family had to sacrifice themselves all those years ago when they were wiped out by a Buster Call. And she should have the freedom to do so because someone's hiding something. Why are they hiding it? What does that mean? Then you have Luffy, who's like chaos personified at times. It's not like to say he's never sought order ever, but pretty much his goal is just look, let people live their lives and have fun and not hurt other people. And those are good things. But ultimately, because flawed people are flawed people, that system's doomed to fail too. So while ultimately, if this were real world, I would be more on a world government side. But given who I'm dealing with, I am on the pirate side because they're actually more often than not doing good in the world because you have your exceptions like Smoker and Garp and Colby and the like. But those are the exceptions, not the rule.
Mm-hmm. And you do also have to take into account that Luffy himself has caused like a massive shift in the world of piracy in One Piece. The Straw Hat Grand Fleet is several thousand pirates strong. And they're just like, oh yeah, we don't need to be evil. We don't need to steal from these people. We just need to fight the world government. That's awesome. So I think if we knew more about the world of One Piece, you know, pre-Luffy, pre-Supernovas, during Gold D. Roger's era, who's to say? You know, WorldGov might have been way more in the right if they were, you know, defending the people from pirates. Like we did see early on, you know, pirates who were just trying to raid little mountain villages and, you know, take over, plunder. We don't get that a lot anymore. And it might still happen. But we don't know. We've power scaled way beyond that. We have no idea. So, who's to say? Pang, how do you feel justified in your choice after seeing so many of the atrocities that world government has committed?
I mean, like I said, I look at the good with the, just with like Colby, the sweet little angel. But like you see there is reform happening, because I could say the same thing, like how, like look at Blackbeard, who freaking gave up Ace, you know, hate that guy. But with my main stance with the world government, and I think it also kind of shows they also do not enjoy, at least some of them, the what do we call them again? Like the celestial dragons. Like those mm-hmm. are, I think it's kind of weird, because usually in a world you either have, you know, if you have a government, you usually don't have it separate, if that makes sense. Like, so the world government and like the celestial dragons are a little bit more separated than you would like in England, where the queen controls the forces, if that makes sense. And there's more like a reference. So that's kind of weird, because you see the corrupt aristocrats and whatnot, but I don't know. I just have to stay true. I think if it's, I'm in my world, I know we're talking about One Piece, like I have to stand by the government, and that could get me canceled, especially what's happening in today's government. But
yeah,
but I'm not going to go and be a pirate and try and oppose the government now. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, do you feel like your faith has influenced that decision at all?
Probably not. I think I'm just a scaredy cat, to be honest, when it boils down to it. I'm not going to, like, I believe in, like, silent protesting. And, you know, if you're going to do it peaceful, not silent protesting, peaceful protest. We just had that with the King's Day or the No King's Day. But to do, like, any kind of, like, against the government here is not going to end the same as it does in One Piece.
Yeah.
So I think because of like just my limited perspective, like I can't just be like, yeah, pirates, screw the world government. But I'm like, they're still good in the world government. So even though I would say both sides are kind of like 50-50. So I'm gonna choose world government.
Yeah. And I do think it is possible to live under a pirate's rule and still get that order. Like if you were on one of Big Mom's many, many islands, like you're still getting the order. You're just getting candy taxed.
Yeah.
You know, and it was a bit aggressive.
I mean, what was the game? Life or a soul? A soul or life is the game you had to play. You bet your.
Yeah, well.
I mean, that I wouldn't want to play that game.
Pros and cons. I do think you get a lot better protection being a part of a Yonko's fleet. Or
I would say, speaking of faith, it made me think of like, let's say the world government, my world is colliding with One Piece world, and Zoro and Sanji had to like stake out the territory, and the world government was after them. I would hide them on the roof until they could easily make their escape. So I would do that.
Yeah. Do you feel like that would be like biblical? Like, are you disobeying an unjust law by harboring those horrible fugitives?
Yeah,
see, Rahab,
it's
despised.
Correct. Yeah, little Joshua Bibles thing. Yeah, it's such a hard thing, because like if that's what your faith leads you to do, you know what I mean? Because my husband and I, we were just talking about this, like what does justice look like to us now? Like how do you be just in this world where so many people are being oppressed by the government? And it's like, but how does that look up? Because we're not going to go, if we drive by and we see an ICE raid, we're not going to stop our car and try and like defend, you know, the people. We're powerless to do that. So what do you do in that situation? So I'm not saying I would hide some people, but
right, officially,
I'm with the government.
Mm-hmm.
Look in my spare bedroom, though.
Yeah, officially, I am not with the government. Just because I do feel like my faith does compel me to side with the pirates in One Piece, specifically, just because of the sheer volume of oppression that we see repeatedly from the world government. Onto entire races of people, even ongoing currently in the manga, they're doing it again to a race that everyone already thought was extinct. And then, you know, we just got finished going through Kuma's backstory, where they did the same thing, but they succeeded a lot better.
Yes.
You know, so far, we'll see if they succeed this time, where they just have killed every buccaneer except Kuma. Almost. And Kuma, they turned into a weapon. Lots of weapons.
Hello there, listener. This is Evan Garcia, and I just wanted to jump in here to remind you and to let you know of our Facebook groups and our Discord server. These are great communities where you can post and share memes and talk with the hosts, and we have votes and some polls for future episode topics and fun interactions with our host. So just wanted to remind you that we are focused on community with you listeners, and we love each and every one of you guys listening. Thank you guys.
Yeah. So what do you think, Christian? Is this faith-led decision for you?
Yeah, ultimately, I mean, disregarding for a second that it's possible Christianity is actually kind of canon in One Piece because we have seen Bibles before, we have seen crosses and the like. Kuma obviously is one of the most biggest ones where you're carrying a Bible around with them. So maybe in the world I could even justify it. But just for me, looking at the world, what a huge part of what we're called to do is we're called to call out the good and call out the evil. And that's why, like, I see the good in the world government, but I also see all the flaws, and the same thing with piracy. Like, you have maniacs like Arlong and Blackbeard out there. Well, there also have people like, you know, Luffy and the Straw Hats versus, you know, I'm not a big fan of the nobles for the most part and what they've done, but I am very appreciative of someone like Garp, who takes the law very seriously and actually protects people, using the law for his own good, for its own good, to protect people, even at the personal cost. So for me, I think it's fine to rebel against evil when evil is being done. We're called to pray for people in government. We're called to watch after them, but we're called above all things to follow Christ alone. I mean, we look at Peter and John being taken away by the Pharisees and Sadducees, and they're like, look, you can tell us whatever you want to do. We're going to keep claiming Jesus because we serve God, not man. And if man isn't serving God, then it's not up to man to be upset when man who is serving God actually tries to fight against them. And how is that actually brought about? Would I ever actually lead a revolutionary army? Probably not. But I'd be a willing participant if it actually had to come to that, if the government got that corrupt where all these people were being, you know, obliterated for no good reason, and laws were passed that restricted people far too much for their own good. The government way overstepped its bounds. Yeah, that's that part of me that would be a bit more in this sense of pirate, like fighting against an evil like that, wanting more freedom for people. Because when you go that far, it goes against the freedom that we do have in Christ, and that freedom is to reject evil and praise good and follow good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I do say, like, thinking about doing this episode, it was actually a lot harder than I expected it to be to choose a side, just because, you know, piracy is basically just being helmed by Luffy at this point as a force for good. And we know good, like, well and true, before Luffy started tearing his path across the world, that piracy was not good for most people, because, you know, they had people like Kaido and Big Mom and Arlong and Hori White and Hori Jones. I always call him Hori White. You know, oppressing their own people and taking advantage of their own people in the face of the world government. And they were just had so much power that the world government couldn't really do anything about it, which is a different issue. Should the world government have better training? I don't know. If an admiral is not as strong as Yonko, which I think we've seen
plenty of evidence of, is they're not as strong as a Yonko, which I know it's still divisive, but as far as I'm concerned, I don't think any of the Marine Ford admirals, at least, could have beaten Law and Kid in a fight, you know, which is to say, neither did Big Mom, but I don't think any of the admirals could have either. So that's kind of where I'm coming from with that. The current admirals, I don't think we've seen enough of. We've seen a little bit from Green Bull. I feel the same way. He's absolutely getting packed up by Law and Kid, and forget Zoro being there and Luffy,
right?
Like, no, there's just no way. No way. I don't think Green Bull could win a fight on his own against Jinbei. Not if he really wanted it. But that's not really the issue we're talking about today. I do really understand why you would take the world government side here, because at its core, what the world government's trying to do is understandable. I wouldn't say good. I would understandable. Say understandable. You know, they are trying to unify the world and make everything easier, less dangerous, but in that, you know, overreaching, over-controlling way, which I just don't really like. I'm a laissez-faire kind of guy. What can I say? You know, but that's me. Anything else for you guys here on this discussion?
I mean, I would say in a perfect world, everyone would have the same morals and just want to be generally a good person and not suck, but people mm-hmm. suck.
Yeah.
In both sides.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think, I don't know. I mean, if I had the choice between joining the world government and Luffy's crew, it would be a tough one, because all Luffy wants to do is just have fun. It's like, it's even hard to think that Luffy's a pirate, because yeah. he's just a goofball who defends people.
Yeah. Like, none of the Straw Hats are pirates, except Jinbei was a pirate. Brook was a pirate. That's it.
Yeah, everyone else
no
is
one
a
else
bunch
was
of
a pirate.
Bunch of goofballs hanging out, trying to achieve each other's dreams.
Like,
it's crazy.
Actually, well, I guess Nami was sort of a pirate.
Yeah, but like more like an enslaved captive than a pirate.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's literally it. The rest of them were just kind of people doing their own thing. And Luffy is, I guess, technically a pirate, but he was never really a pirate either.
Yeah, I mean, you can't blindly, and I'm saying, like, I want people to think I'm just like, go with the flow. You can't blindly follow government, because, I mean, look at our history, and we've had so many civil wars and so many progression that's happened of people standing up against the government. So it's just a crazy time.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Real quick. I mean, I just find it funny how the Straw Hats and the world government really came to blows with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And just going through the series, it's after the events of Water 7 and everything, just going there, and it's because Robin got taken away and she had really become part of the crew. And because they were restricting the freedom of one person, Luffy declares war on essentially the entire world, because his ideals are just that strong. And that's why, you know, ultimately you can say that Luffy isn't the strongest character in the world. And there's some criticism there I agree with, but at the end of the day, someone who holds his convictions that much and has people who believe in him that much, that they're willing to fight the entire world because one person was going to have their freedom taken away, I love it. And that's one of my favorite scenes in One Piece, is them declaring war, Robin saying that she wants to live, and them fighting against CP9 and bringing her back. It's just a wonderful thing, because everything that's spiraled down since then is from this shatter point moment right here, where they said no to the idea of one person being forever having stripped of their free will.
Mm-hmm. And at that point, Luffy certainly was not the most powerful person on the planet.
Yes.
He wasn't even the most powerful person there. Well, he was until they got in there. But now they're kind of, you know, they're kind of out of luck. I think he can fight like Fiergarland. And maybe like one more Gorosei before it's too late, and he'll just be too strong for everybody else. We'll see. Of course, the power, I think, is going to keep ramping up. But now they messed up. They made a real enemy, and he's going to unite the entire world before he's the Pirate King, it feels like.
But we're just beginning, so who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, story just started.
It just started, guys.
What do I know?
Odo's going to end in 5 years, guys.
5 years.
Right. 5 years.
They said that like 5 years ago.
Five times 10, maybe. If could you think about it, guys? Think about it. There is a serious possibility we may not be alive.
No, actually, there's not.
No, I'm just. Well, I could die tomorrow.
No,
I could die tomorrow.
You but might. It's
a, but I'm saying, but like, but think.
I'm
think
not. About, it's eternal.
Think about the people who passed watching this, like if they started like One Piece with their grandkid or something like that, and they have to pass not knowing.
Yeah.
That's sombering.
Sobering.
Somber. No, I'm going to say sombering. Sombering. I like
it's
that
a somber thought for sure.
It makes you feel bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just take a moment to, I'm just kidding. But random thought, like, because I feel like it's never going to end.
Yeah. I feel like if you get one question standing in front of St. Peter, you get the answer to end of One Piece is not a bad question to ask.
No, like where was it? What is it? It better not be friendship.
It's not. Hopefully
it's not.
If I live out of spite until I'm 114 years old because the series isn't finished yet and it's friendship, I'm going to be really upset.
Well, Oda's a young dude.
There will be a rebellion.
Yeah. Civil
I'm
war.
I'm going to be really upset. But yeah, there's a strong possibility we're passing this story on for, you know, nothing crazy. I wouldn't be that surprised if I had kids that were my age by the time it finishes as I was when I started it, if that makes sense.
So you're thinking, I'll be happy if it ends in 15.
Yeah, I think no more than 15.
No more.
Surely. Surely not.
Could you imagine, like, we have this reunion episode when it finally ends and we're all old.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd be amazed if it lasted another 15. I think 5 is possible. Unlikely. But I think it's possible to end it in the
and
next
then we
years.
Can find the good in the ending. See who won.
Yeah. The good is by then we could rewatch the series.
Well, by then we're going to have another anime that does all the filler.
Oh, yeah.
We could just watch that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That by the reimagining or remake, I should say.
Yeah. So we are going to wrap up now. I do have one extra special question that was only going to be this for the subscribers.
Oh.
And that is if you could join any captain's crew, like world government captain, marine captain, or any pirate captain's crew except Luffy's, who would you choose? That's going to be just for subscribers, so y'all think about that for a minute.
Give us money, you can know.
Give us money. Money makes the pirate world go round, and two out of three of us are pirates. So
I'll just tax it and get my money.
Yeah, you would, you sick freak. So, Christian, do you have a recommendation for the audience to check out today?
Yeah, if you're into history, philosophy, mythology, convoluted things, and also anime, I'm going to recommend the entire Fate series.
Oh,
that is a
God.
Lot.
Wow.
It's
that's
a lot to get into.
It's summertime, so there's someone who has a lot of time right now.
You got the time. You just don't know it. Look, you can do what I did and start with Fate Zero, then do Unlimited Blade Works. I think that gives you enough because there's three different paths in the original game. I've never played the visual novel, but you can, and they butchered the first anime they ever did because they tried to do all three endings in one. So I say do Fate Zero, Fate Unlimited, Blade Works. And if you want to do the other stuff, have at it.
Yeah, I would say watch Unlimited Blade Works. And if that hooks you, you've got a lot of content to catch up on.
Hmm.
A lot. Me?
It's a series made for me. It's convoluted nonsense that
sure
does make sense if you pay attention.
A lot of attention. Maybe with like a spreadsheet or a flow chart.
You're going to need like a degree in like 60 different subjects to understand everything.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
It's insane. So for me, I'm actually going to recommend something a little unusual. I was talking today with a historian who just so happened to have a copy of A Wise Man's Fear on her bookshelf behind her, which is the second book in the Kingkiller Chronicles by Patrick Rothfuss. The third novel hopefully will come out eventually. And I would like to recommend anyone who is willing to check it out, who, you know, wants something new to read, not either of those books, not Name of the Wind and not The Wise Man's Fear. Read A Slow Regard of Silent Things. It is a novella in the same series, but it kind of familiarizes you with the tone that a lot of his writings have, and it's just such a delightful little story. And the character that it features, you don't really get to know a whole lot more about by reading the other two books anyway, so check it out. It's a great read. It's really short, and it's just, it's a fun time. It's a fun time. I like it a lot. Hang, do you have a recommendation today?
Yes, this is a TV series, but it's a lovable book series. My husband and I, we are rewatching it together. A Series of Unfortunate Events. So if you love the books, it's a fun, it's just a fun,
it's so good,
fun show to watch. So if you haven't, if you've never read the book or watched the show, you can be fine in watching the show. It's fantastic. I love it. If you loved Krunk from Emperor's New Groove, he's like the narrator. So it's fantastic.
Patrick Warburton.
Yeah. Go watch it.
Yes.
Yep. It really is phenomenal. So one of Netflix's best projects, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, if you're on a laptop, please consider rating and reviewing the show. Podchaser, Goodpod, Spotify, literally whatever. However you want to rate us. Carrier Pigeon? Figure it out. I can house one.
Sure.
If you're on the phone, Spotify, thumbs up, thumbs down, leave a comment. Thank you once again to our supporters, specifically this time, Trip Fuller. Love you, Trip. Great guy. What could not do it without you. Check the show notes for a playlist of all of our other Finding the Good episodes. We are tackling polarization in a big way this year. One episode a month. This is, you know, month six. So, halfway through. Check the other ones out, and I'm just gonna rip Will off again. Actually, I'm not. I am. We are all a chosen people, a geekdom of priests.
Hey friends, your pal Will Rose here. Sometimes I ask myself, self, have you ever wondered how you can support Systematic Geekology? Yes. Yes, I have. And well, if you're like me, you want Systematic Geekology to continue to grow and thrive. And you can do that by joining Patreon for as little as $3 a month. As a patron, you get bonus episodes. We answer bonus questions that our patrons get to hear. We have special shout outs. We have certain episodes that the patrons pick. So you help us create and curate the content that we put out for the world to hear. You even get free merch. And when I say that we are a worldwide podcast, that I'm not being hyperbolic. Somebody told me that we have over 20,000 subscribers from all over the world, and just half of those subscribers join Patreon for $3 a month. We would be set on keeping moving forward with the tech that we need to have the quality of podcast that we want our hearers to experience. And it'll help us get to certain events and conventions so that we can see you face to face and geek out with you in person. And let me just share that there's no shame, no guilt. If you can't join Patreon at this point, that's okay. That's okay. Just keep listening, keep sharing, keep liking, because yes, we're proud of what we're doing at Systematic Geekology. And friends, guess what? You can subscribe to Patreon for free to receive one extra bonus episode a month via the Patreon or Spotify app. That is fantastic. And we're glad that you're a part of it.
Hi, friends. It's Laura here. And I just wanted to say thank you for listening to our show. Systematic Geekology is a part of a larger podcast network called the Anazal Podcast Network. Dummy for Theology is Joshua Noel's show discussing different theological topics from various perspectives and attempting to give people more questions than answers. My Seminary Life is Brandon Knight's show. It started as him going through what he was learning in seminary, and after he graduated, he's been doing independent studies and has a lot of fun series like on hermeneutics, Bonhoeffer Summer, and worship. And then Friday Night Frights is a monthly show with Christian Ashley and Joe Day. They have a vote on the Systematic Geekology Facebook group to choose a topic each month and discuss everything from cryptos to ghosts to aliens to serial killers and more. So we hope you'll give it a listen, and thanks for being part of what we're putting out there.